This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah. I remember, I'm not kidding about this, and I'm not going to say which. Years and years ago, I attended a mega church, and this was like the... And you listen to the words.
Come out music?
You listen to the words. It can be applied to the Bible.
You know, Bon Jovi had a lot of good songs, a lot of hits. This is the only one people ever play. When they mention him, you see him somewhere, commercials.
This one?
Yeah.
Who is that? Is that Bon Jovi? That's Hillsong.
I don't think Deadliest Catch uses that song anymore. I think they use this one.
He was good in concert. I saw him at the...
But think about it. This is the benediction right now.
It's like it's everywhere. Oh, my God.
Can you go down and talk to mega pastor churches like you could during the old days? Can you walk down and...
Well, if you're maybe, donation levels, I don't know.
I would, if I ever did that, I would always do it during the prayer time. I'd never do it during the song, because I think there's too many eyes on me then.
Oh, yeah.
The speculation begins.
What's he praying about? Why is he going and seeing the preacher? What's up with him? Wonder what's going on.
Why does Butch not have his eyes closed when he prays? Tell me.
She's thinking about the softball game after church.
Will be a softball game. Will proceed in the yard beside the graveyard.
You've got Thank one you. Choice. It's your life. We should have gunned it right there. All right. Yeah, I say gunned it.
Here, look out.
Not gunned them.
They'll come take yours.
That's video games.
Trump will come take your guns.
God, that's another thing that irritated the piss out of me about the SNL thing. Like, I love SNL, but I hate SNL. Like, the old clip they played where they would drive through small town America and they'd say, show me your guns. And, you know, it's from the 70s. And this is like small town America. So you'd have like a couple getting married and they drive by, show us your guns. And he pulls out a gun out of his pocket. And she's got like a freaking Tommy gun under the wedding bouquet. And it's, they're kind of glorifying it. But now it's like, ooh, you know.
Yeah. Now you got ghost guns. They can't find those.
I know. Boo, bang.
Boo.
All right. This guy right here is, he better not disappoint. Because I'm hyped. I'm excited to talk to him because he stole our imagination yesterday with this email. Is that you, Kyle?
Was that
supposed
to,
okay. Was that not supposed to say your name?
Fat no, boy? You can say
okay,
it.
Hey, Kyle. Yeah. Hey, Kyle.
Hi.
So, the email yesterday. Should I, Fatboy, go back and read the entire email or no?
I mean, you can kind of, yeah, because I don't know how many people remember.
Okay, so, well, he was anonymous in the email, so we've now established that he does have a name.
That's partly my fault because, you know, I didn't want to, I've been talking to him a couple times, like, you know, when I got a hold of him yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, I have a situation, boys, and I don't know if I'm being pranked or not, but basically, can you get catfished by someone you already know? I'm saying this because I've been seeing a woman for almost 2 months now, and the thing is, I already know her, and she knows me, but she doesn't remember me, evidently. I don't know if this is odd or not, but she used to be one of my teachers about 10 years ago. I'm 27 now, she's 34, and this has not come up yet. I haven't mentioned it. I guess I'm waiting on her to pick up on it, ? I need some help on this one. You can call me if you need to. Do you want me to read your number out? No, I won't do that. And then you signed it anonymous, but now we've established that who you are, and we'll go with that. So many questions for this, man. First off, thank you for coming on and doing this. We've had more and more of that. Maybe we just got to stay on people. Like, hey, give us an update.
He wasn't that hard to chase down.
Okay.
You know, he was pretty cool about it.
So.
Don't change now, though.
No, please don't. So she was your teacher. We went over that. We won't give any details on that other than, like, how did the two of you reconnect, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
That's a good one. Yeah, sure. It was just a networking event, you know, meeting people professionally. She still teaches, but she also runs like a kind of side hustle too. So,
yeah,
she's there for that, I guess.
Like
a happy hour thing. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Nothing like meeting on an app or anything. People meeting together and pitching ideas and whatnot.
Speed dating. I just can't do the Adderall. I can't do it. So you met her. Did you recognize her at first?
I did, and I really thought she was going to recognize me too, but she didn't. And I mean, if she did, she hit it really well. I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, there's absolutely no way that she's not acknowledging our connection here. But I mean, it never came up. I mean, we chatted for a bit. I didn't really think about it anymore either. Then we just exchanged numbers and kept in touch.
Those networking things, they're not for business, right? Like, I've been to some of them before. Speaking from the heart, I detest them because I know on the surface what these things really are.
It's a big flex.
Yeah. It's a big flex, and it's a big, like, hey, I want to sponge off you. And I get it. The circle feeds the circle, but it's based off fakeness in my mind.
It's a big meat sling.
It's based off of, I'm going to come in here and get some connections and some plugs on this, and hopefully, I've never seen the reciprocation of it, I guess, is what I'm saying. So, but you see her, and you're like, oh, my God, this is Mrs. So-and-so, and we won't say her name, but... I mean, like...
Well, it's more awkward for him because he's trying to, you know, act like... He's waiting for her to recognize who he is.
Fat Boy, what was the... You had a really good question that you were going to say. Something about, like, back in the day. And I don't want to steal it from you, but I remember what it was. It was about, like... I'll go ahead and say it.
Yeah, because I can't...
You basically...
The interest?
Yeah, like, back in school, were you attracted to her then?
Actually, I wasn't. I never really thought about her like that. Either I was just too busy focusing on girls my age, or it was hard enough to get one of them instead of, like, I mean, not really looking at a teacher then.
Yeah. I see that, yeah.
I always had that kind of thing. Before it was called MILFs or whatever you call them now. We talked about that the other day. I don't know what you call a MILF now.
I don't know.
It's not a cougar.
No.
I don't know. We've never really redefined that after the Me Too movement.
we only had a couple. Like, they were young and good looking that you would maybe entertain.
I got a good email or DM one to read later about that. Talking about hot teachers then or versus now and back and forth likewise on that. Okay. So you said you were not necessarily attracted because you were thinking about so how's this not come up yet? Like the connection. Like you talk about your background. So she's a teacher. As a teacher, where'd you go to school? You know,
went to your school.
Maybe see if she knows any of the teachers how does that not come up? The connection between the two of you.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I really thought it would, and I thought maybe at first, like, she recognized me, but obviously, like, we're having a conversation, we're talking, she is not pulling my leg. She legit does not remember me, and I still haven't said anything yet. Like, we haven't had the, like, what school did you go to growing up or anything like that, and I honestly, I don't know if I should.
Oh, okay, so she doesn't...
That's why I'm asking you guys.
So she doesn't remember you because... She hasn't brought anything up. It's not like you asked her and she said, I don't remember you. She just, it's not coming to her yet.
Right. No, I have not done any of it.
So I just wonder how much longer you wait till that happens. Well, I guess it's not going to happen.
I
guarantee you she knows. I think she knows, but there's that stigma over it that maybe, like, is, again, we absolutely don't want to say the school name. We absolutely don't want to say her name because, you know, how people are and
they'll try to hook up with her and steal her from you.
Doxing and all this crap.
If it was a few years later, like in college, it would be acceptable. So I see where you're going.
Well, I mean, it's not the reputation you want to have.
No.
So
I think being honest and transparent is always the best way to be. And you. Why do you laugh at that? Then you don't have any drama.
Well,
later.
So if that's the case, then would he have said when she says he's like, "Hey, what do you do?" By the way, is she still a teacher, like currently, or was it like then that she was a teacher? Don't answer
that. She's still a teacher.
Okay. Again, no more alluding to anything like that, because I don't want to cost anybody any whatevers.
I love how you do it that way. It's like...
Because things like that, it's like when there's a bad cop news story, yeah. It affects all cops. Yep. When there's a bad this, it affects all, and I don't want everybody to get into the same corner.
It's like not the same situation with Mary Kay Letourneau.
It's like, yeah, it's like that happens a lot
That's
more now than it did.
That's the stigma that you have to, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that what he should do from this point, because I think it's, I don't want to use the word cute. What's a more masculine term for that? Because I don't like using the word cute.
But a guy should never use that word. Straight
I know.
Word.
It feels...
I don't know.
Good looking.
Like I'm on my tiptoes when I say it.
Good looking, hot, a babe.
I don't know.
Dime piece.
Precious.
I don't know.
God,
I think it's... You know what? I'm going to own it. I think it's cute that you...
Such a simp.
Recognized that she was your school teacher, and there's nothing wrong with this. By the way, for those that are texting in, I thought we said it, maybe we didn't. You were 17, you were in high school, senior in high school. There was nothing going on then, absolutely not. 10-year separation, so, you know, we get that out of the way. You should just say, I can't believe... Well, okay, so I'm going to answer my own question. Are you afraid that if you tell her, because she legit maybe doesn't remember, and you tell her that's going to end it? Because you really, really like her?
I like her. We get along. I'm worried that it's just going to be
awkward. Ahead and be honest. I mean, I'm serious. Like, is that the thing that's holding you back from, like, bringing it up? Because she would be like, oh, my God, he's a former student. I can't. I just can't.
Well, it's one of the things, like, if she had said something earlier, then it's like, all right, we skipped the awkward part really quick and can go wherever. But since we've been talking, we've gone out like 4 or 5 times now. It's like, is this going to be super awkward or not?
That's why it worked, because when he went after her at first,
right,
he wasn't going after her like, you know, somebody wanted to date. It was like somebody he knew.
Right.
But, you know, she never knew, and it just kind of grew from there.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't see why you can't be with her if you have feelings for her. I mean... It all depends on what you want.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's... I think his thing is, does he acknowledge that he knows? I think absolutely. If there's any future to this, other... Let me ask this in a very eloquent way. Are y'all banging?
That's so eloquent, the way you just worded it, that. The banging part.
Like, are y'all being intimate?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's super direct, and I'm not going to answer that.
You know what?
That means yes.
That's not a bad answer. You don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, I feel like my wrists were just slapped with that response from him. Like, that's a legitimately okay question to ask. But if you don't, you know what?
That's okay.
You're a gentleman.
Be respectful.
You're a gentleman. Be respectful.
But we know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, okay. All right. There's already people calling in for this. So, Kyle, we got heat, man. We good? Like, you're not going to do a song about me on the Super Bowl halftime show, are you? We good? Okay, good. All right, so when we come back, if you want to talk to Kyle, give him some advice, or maybe you went through something similar. I don't know. If you're in school,
we got a good call. I'm assuming everything's checking out with it. We'll see, though.
Okay. What do you mean by good? It's not.
Well, somebody that's been, I guess you could say, in a situation from the other end.
Okay.
The other perspective.
Oh, the okay. I didn't know which end you were talking about.
Ass end.
Okay.
Normally, but not now.
All right. Do you, Kyle, is that cool? Can you hold on? I know you had to, you said you had to be in by 8. So we can you hold on one more seg?
Yeah, I got a little time.
All right. Hold on,
Kyle.
My boy, Kyle.
I felt verbally assaulted there by his response. But then I said, you know what? He's being a gentleman right now.
You know, they've probably done some stuff.
Yeah, like third base, which I don't know what that is anymore.
Well, it's different when you get older because that's a middle school move.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you graduate from beyond that.
Yeah, that's like during appetizers.
That is like all the way to me.
Well, this becomes this.
Oh, my God.
No, it doesn't either. No, I'm not a puppeteer. Good morning, everyone.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Lord have mercy. I wish we could get, and we could do this. It would probably, through all the different channels of, not AI, but whatever the crap, if we could just hit play on some of these texts and be able to bleep fast.
Oh, can we do that? Like some kind of, there's got to be like a thing coming
gotta up. Got to be. I mean, I know there's a thing where you can just copy and paste it, but I mean, just like something that's already integrated where we just press it and it reads. We could pick a British accent. We could pick a, You never they never have a Southern Appalachian on there. It's always got to be a British or like a Midwestern mom.
I know. This is, come on.
Don't forget to take the trash out.
Get some Southern representation on the AI.
We get no respect at all.
Hey, y'all. Love the show.
Don't forget to take your medicine. Kyle has... he's still on hold. We got to hurry, though, because he's got to be at work at 7.
Yeah,
or here we go. And hey, Kyle. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, good to be here.
oh, Kyle.
Such a nice dude, man.
I know.
See how it worked out.
He's so nice. But at the same time, though, like, this is... you know, we put so much emphasis on, like, wanting, when we meet up with someone, we want them to like us. We like us, and we want them to like, and we kind of learn their likes and dislikes, and maybe we play to them and slowly erode from who we really are. And then when that phase pops back up, we're like, God, I'm in this relationship. I'm not even who I really am. Then what happens? Bottom falls out.
Yeah.
That's why you got to be legit from day one-ish, like the Usos. All right.
Eat.
Kyle, you know, you're a wrestling fan?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeet. Hard to get a read on Kyle.
It is.
He don't feel like a simp.
Kyle's nervous.
But he could be.
Kyle's nervous, I can tell. All right, we got some folks who want to talk to you. I'll give out the numbers again. 1-800-774-0093. You can call or text.
Swing sniffer.
Swing sniffers provided. Let's go to anonymous female first. Hey, anonymous female.
Hi.
Hey. I know you're probably like, I don't know if I'm the anonymous female or not. I'm on hold. How do I know if I'm that one?
My bad.
We got to give him like a code word or something.
There should be like a tone.
Well, there was yeah.
That's true. What does that sound like when you come on there? Does it go like that?
No, it's kind of like a ding.
Like that?
Okay.
Do the sound with
kinda, your mouth. Yeah, kinda, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never called into this show. All right, so. What about Kyle? What, you're hearing this? Kyle, say hello to Anonymous Female.
Hello.
Hi, Kyle.
It is hard to get a read on Kyle.
It is, really is.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, heard Kyle's story. I just wanted to let him know it's really seriously not that big of a deal, and I think you should totally just tell her because, I mean, at this point, they've already spent time together, so I really don't think that it's going to be a deal breaker, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's a...
good point.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be for her to answer, but also, like, the... You know, several people are saying on text, and I've never been a school teacher, but they say, hey, you know, I'm a school teacher. You know, it's not bad that she doesn't remember. I don't remember students from year to year. And that's unsettling.
I don't know how you would.
What depends on what kind of teacher you are. If you're teaching an hourly class, I'm thinking more like, you know, elementary school when you're in the same class all day. Those are the teachers I tend to remember because they were there in the same room all day.
That's true.
So,
but even like you would have to stand out, be like a star athlete or something like that.
Yeah, so I didn't.
even that only carries a few extra years.
Right. So I didn't at all. So anonymous female, you're saying you don't see the issue with it.
No, I teach college right now.
Okay.
Obviously,
okay.
I'm not going to say where.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
I date my students. I mean, they aren't my students per se, but they're 23, 22, sometimes older. But I've dated them. I've had, you know, physical relationships with them. But to be honest, I really don't think it's a big deal.
Wow. I'm going to give you a golden apple right now.
For real?
here's the thing is that people hear female and they kind of... People are conditioned to think that it's usually a male professor hitting on the female. So when they hear that it's the female professor, they don't really know how to react to it.
Right.
But I will tell you one thing, that... The men lose attention like pretty quickly, so it's really easy to break it off.
That's low T.
I mean, honestly, it's not a big deal. And listen, if something presents itself, I'm not going to turn it down.
Like, you never had any close calls as far as maybe getting fired or like a crazy
situation? No. They're not ever my student.
See, right.
And
good.
So like him, they're not, he's not a student anymore. It's seriously, we're all adults. Like, it's not a big deal.
So let me ask you this, a couple questions. A, is it, is there anything, any edict laid down from your particular school saying do not date students?
Do
they frown upon it, perhaps? I don't want to get you in trouble, and you've been sweet enough to call. Okay, so don't answer that. All right, so here's the other question. So you're saying that you could not date them while you were teaching them, but let's say a couple years down the road, you're at a shindig or whatever, and you say, oh, that's Paul from third period, you know, or not the period, in college, whatever.
Right.
Is that out of the question? So you say, you're basically saying you can date them, but not while they're currently your student.
Yeah, basically. So I definitely date and have physical relationships to them, but with them, but I'm not their current teacher. Like, they're not my students, but they're still in college.
Yeah,
you know, they're still enrolled.
That's kind of in bad taste, though, because you're kind of like, if you're giving someone a grade and you're dating them at the same time, it's really
right. It's a little bit different.
It's,
and so like
Pete,
how he's not, she's not giving him a grade, you know, and he's, you know,
giving her that D.
Who knows?
It's amazing.
We can only elude. We don't know.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, it's the same for a female as it is for a male, as far as, you know, professors go. Is like, if it presents itself, I'm not going to turn it down. So,
are you
necessarily
a doctor? You have a doctorate?
I do.
God, it makes it so much hotter.
She sounds hot, too.
Yeah, I know. But, like, we're like double what she usually dates.
I wouldn't be interested.
Well, you kiss my ass.
Oh, my God.
I dropped your class to be flashy.
You stay after class now. All right. No, you're sweet. Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye.
Anonymous female teacher. A doctorate, nevertheless.
Yeah. I mean, I like nerdy men like that, but I've never been attracted to any of my professors.
I think you like those swing sniffers.
No.
Kyle.
Simps.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there he is. Kyle. Boy, what'd you think about that, huh? That was kind of an eye-opener. See, I used to think nurses were like the freakiest occupations, and now I'm thinking it's teachers.
It's cool.
I mean, the things you see, the things you hear, the texts I'm reading right now.
Like, what's going on in the lounge, really?
I mean, really, what's up in the teacher's lounge?
I mean, what are we doing?
Y'all throwing up Captain Morgan legs? What's going on with that?
Captain Morgan legs.
I think Kyle wants to go back to college now.
Kyle, here's what I would do. I would... Do you know when you're gonna see her again? Like this week, this weekend, something like that. Next couple of days, tonight.
Oh, we're trying for this weekend.
Okay,
nice.
So by this weekend, you're gonna tell her, say, hey, look, I knew this from the start. Don't go back and say you don't, because I think she would love it that you recognized her. Say, I just didn't know if it was gonna mess this up. I thought we were going in a good way, and I didn't want to say anything that was gonna cause that to not be fruitful for both of us, but I need to tell you this. And then if that throws her off, then it would keep something that goes a little further down the road.
Or he could tell her without telling her. But he could tell her, like, you know, he could put it on somebody else who brought it up, like, oh, I went to that school, but no, I didn't have you as my teacher. That's kind of like a half-truth.
Yeah.
I don't know how your conscience is.
Maybe bring an old yearbook with you, casually lay it on the table there at dinner, something. I don't know. But how about this, Kyle? We keep your number. We check in with you maybe next. We're going to be harder on this, meaning we're going to stay after it. So would you be cool with coming on next week and give us an update?
That sounds good.
Okay, right. Kyle.
All right, Kyle. All right, Kyle. Thank you, sir. You have a good morning.
Thank you, too.
All right, thank you.
I'll take back my simp comment, Kyle.
Yeah, you should.
You're the man.
Dang it, man. See, there was. Oh, I was going to say, we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll get some more phones. I'm incredibly amazed by some of these texts. The number to text us, the number to call us, same one, the TLCMotors.com phone lines, 1-800-774-0093.
She wouldn't come on, but I was told over the phone that if this truck driver lady heard that drop one more time, she was never going to listen to us again.
No.
She said, if I hear Paige do the wee-wee-wee-wee-wee one more time.
Oh, she thinks that's Paige.
She thinks it's you.
Oh, Paige doesn't talk like that.
That's the live one.
All right.
Just you wait.
For what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
Fat boy. She's going to pull over and not deliver them eggs or toilet paper or something that the world needs right
Did
now.
Did you say eggs?
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
1-800-774-0093. More about teachers dating they students. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, that was great. I've never seen that happen. That boy leans a little too much into the microphone, and it just swung around all the way across the board.
Where are we? Like,
that's so entertaining to you listening right now, I'm sure. Wow.
It's all the way on the other side. You got, hey, knock that back to me.
Oh, she's not in here. Can you get it? There it went.
Oh, hang on.
Paige, you should have seen it.
You should have seen it.
Fat boy just took a header into the microphone. It just shot across the room.
You better watch that head.
It was wonderful.
Here it comes.
There it is. There it goes again.
That's what I'm going to get you with now if I don't like something you say.
Oh, man. Can we put a GoPro on that?
We got to.
And just have it go right toward Paige's face, but just go right by it.
Can you film it real quick? That's a video of the week right there. We'll do it in real time.
Of the week? Maybe of the day.
Are you ready?
I'm going to have to hit the lights a little bit.
Oh, that's fine. Turn them on. Let me make sure I'm presentable.
Oh,
well,
my God.
We don't have all day.
Are we good now?
Don't hit me.
Yeah, but Paige, don't move. All right, go ahead. Now, you butthole. You move. Do it one more time.
I don't want to nip my face.
Oh, hang on.
Hurry up. We'll make it into a low-quality GIF.
I don't like what you said.
All right, that was good. But still, it was fun.
Okay.
All right, lights off?
Yeah, lights off.
Right, back we in the dark. All right.
Might be something to work with there.
Yeah. That was no chicken salad for us there, folks.
Sorry. I double-checked with him. He said he's definitely going to come back on.
Didn't it hit you in the face?
Next week.
Good. And also, speaking of that, should I promo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So off the air, as Fatboy was going through the calls, we heard from anonymous dad who, if you remember from...
This was...
Thanksgiving?
It was a few weeks ago, actually.
Oh. Mm. Well, it seems like it was just...
Late January.
He had he found out that his 20-year-old son may or may not be his. And
oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He's had the test results. They're in. And he will be on the show Thursday at 8.
Fan.
He just called.
Freaking-tastic.
Got to talk to him on speaker. Ooh. All right.
Off of a DNA test he took himself.
I know.
Wow.
I didn't know you could buy those at the store.
I found out I was related to a bull massive.
A dog?
Yeah. Got the test mixed up.
The wrong test.
They can do it for animals.
You peed
obviously.
In the wrong cup.
I know somebody who's doing it for their animal.
You're related to a close cousin of Sitting Bull.
He's related to.
How many people were disappointed when they found out they weren't? Right? Me too, because I got a DNA test. Most of mine was Irish and Scottish.
Yeah.
No Native American, no Sitting Bull, nothing.
I had the.
Are you sure?
They don't call it Native American, though. They call it some other, you know, whatever PC word, I forget. But I am 1% Nigerian.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
How?
At least you're not.
What do you mean, how? Didn't we all come from like the same area?
You
like,
must have had a dip in when you took the test.
Yeah, but when when would.
He misread it.
I mean,
he's
there had to be like, you know, there's no telling.
He threw it off somehow.
There's no telling. I don't know.
Maybe it could be. I mean, look, you did.
There's no good. I mean, it's what they said. I believe them.
Years ago, you got invited to a Harris family reunion, but you look. It was a black Harris family, but still.
Yeah.
But see.
I was like, man, this is so cool that I got a card in the mail saying that I had, and I was like, okay, this makes sense because my grandfather, and I still don't know. So if you're from there, don't get mad. Is it Winder or Winder, Georgia? I don't know.
I would like to think it's Winder.
Right there near Cobb County. And, get invited to the thing, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go to
that's
this
a beautiful
this
thing.
Is really cool.
That's family.
I'd been to one similar when I was a kid because that's where they had goat barbecue, and they didn't tell me until after I ate it. That's goat, Matthew.
Was it like
it's got mayonnaise in it,
a pig roast kind of thing?
It was a goat.
Ugh.
Dude, this was before the DNA tests were popular,
right?
And then you started talking about I wish I could take a test.
Yeah. Right, yeah, and I did it, and then it was legit 1% Nigerian.
What if
and,
we find out we're all related in some way?
I mean, that's what they preach, that we are.
Yeah, Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, that's such a mind blanker for me. It's like...
It really is.
But how does the... Like, then why... I mean, it's just a mind blanker.
You ever think
even if Adam and Eve were... And I'm not even going to, let's just say for fun reasons that they were purple.
Yeah.
All right. That'll absolve all the potential calls. They were purple. But then after they did it a bunch of times and then made family members and blah, blah, blah. And then eventually there's some people with, they're the green over here. And there's some people that are blue over here. And like, how?
Adaptation from environment.
I think about something similar that I thought would never come up. If you wanted to start a country, how many people would
Liberia.
Well, like whatever it is.
That's what America did, Liberia.
So you got a plot of land, you're like, I'm going to start a country.
Yeah.
How many people would you need?
Waco, Texas.
To populate it.
A country?
How many men, how many women at first would you need? I can never figure it out.
Well, look at America. Look how it started.
What, would you need at least three men and three women? Because at some point, you can't cross as far as, like, you know, as you go down the line.
The Ottoman Empire allegedly was built with a harem of women and one man.
I feel like you would need equal.
Right?
Like you could.
Yeah. Attila the Hun, right?
Well, it might have been, but I mean, you can't be like the only dude, right?
He did.
I know.
Lie.
Well, it wasn't like they were willing. No.
No, they were not. They were,
well, if you're in a harem, I don't think you're getting paid. No, I think you're there under duress.
Slavery.
Yes.
But if, like, if you wanted to do it the right way, like we have a familial system. Start a caste system, even if you wanted to, but like
you're talking about, like in Utah.
Well, like anything, like how many people, like if you wanted families to repopulate and
to grow, at some point, it's going
to
turn into
0% growth.
It would have to, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it already that way, though? I mean,
well,
think
in the
about
British royalty.
I mean, it's only so much far back you could trace it.
Well, cousins and cousins in small communities, you're going to get to second cousins.
It's incredible, like. I get this. You want to hear talk about some jealousy? I have a friend that I got to read this DM, but I got a friend who can trace his back to like the 1500s.
How?
Family Bibles, oddly enough. Mine, I got it back to 1850s, and I can find nothing prior to.
No pictures, though, from back then?
No.
Really?
I've got, you know that picture when you walk in my den, fat boy? You might have seen it. It's a baby picture. Just sitting in that chair.
Is it near the breadstick pillow?
Yep. That's my great-grandpa. Well,
I mean, think of photography.
Like this is like...
That makes a lot of sense.
Then it's hand-painted, like that pastel. It's beautiful, but it's like, that's my great-grandpa when he was a baby.
You mean like watercolors?
Yeah, that's what I mean. But not in a gateway page.
I was looking like, God, is that really a breadstick? It was a pillow.
Yeah, it's cool.
I was about to start chewing on it.
But yeah, I mean, there's...
You would have, but look, you can't
do that. But even when you go to, like, when after Cain killed Abel in the Bible, and this is the one I always get a bunch of people on, including my mom and my cousin who's a preacher, they said that he was cast from the Garden of Eden, or they basically said, hey, get out of here, you killed your brother. And then he went and lived with other people.
Oh, he was a bum.
No, he went and lived in a nearby village.
Oh, that would have taken him in back then.
But who was this nearby village? Like, what, you understand what I'm saying?
A lot of towns in the Bible, like incorporations too.
Yeah, so like were there already like people, and then God made man in his own image, and then when man went out of the Garden of Eden, that's where the racial, birthing and things. You know, where you know what I'm saying.
It's a God made man and woman.
You're leaving me out on this plank, and I'm about to fall in the ocean.
But that's plural.
What?
God made man and woman, right? Like he didn't say how many of each. Could have been a lot. Could have been the fact that was overlooked.
Yeah, but he made like that goes to show, like, you know, like if you're making like your own little whatever little speech, like I would have made a woman first.
Well, that was the story of the rib, right? Like you pulled a rib out and made a woman?
Out of Adam, yeah.
I'd pull a rib out now to have a chicken.
Is that where the joke comes
from,
about having a couple of rib taken out to...
I think he's missing the point if he was doing that.
I don't know.
But hang on, you're taking the ribs out to make women to do that for you.
That's what I'm saying. Is that the analogy?
It's the other way around than it is with biology.
It is?
Well, women were all like the same. And then
I think you could take all my ribs out. I still couldn't do that.
You'd have a lot of women.
I mean, that's like, and I got a longer neck.
Here's the thing, though. If you take the rib out and make the woman, she's going to look like you. Would you still do it?
And maybe the
she could be as big as me. I wouldn't do it.
Maybe the interpretation.
That's
mean.
That's self. self.
Maybe without the interpretation is because women have smaller waists. It doesn't mean metaphorically.
I've seen some women with way bigger waists than I have.
Because less. I don't know. Do women have less ribs than men?
What if I take out a piece of a rib?
Are they having one less in general because Adam took one out of his?
I don't know. That's actually not a bad question.
I know, because that's where you get the...
Now, this is coming from somebody with a GED telling you that's not a bad question.
Six of them. He has six GEDs.
Yeah, he has, like, less ribs.
Man,
maybe,
oh, man.
That's how...
I didn't even... At some point today, we'll read this DM, because I told him that I would read it, and it was very complimentary to the show, so I will read that.
No, he's going to delete it now.
It's too long. No, I've already got a screenshot. He can't. I mean, he can, but I have it. All right, Paige, it's top of the hour. We're going to do some headlines next. You comfortable to that?
I am.
Comfortable?
I'm comfortable.
I'm comfortable. All right, what's up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out how Meghan Markle is ripping off Pamela Anderson. Pamela's hot right now.
Meg dog.
Find out what's up.
Quit wearing makeup. Is that it? That's what Pamela did. I'm not making jokes.
She looks
about
great
that.
Too.
She just did what she wanted to do.
And
I respect
good.
Her for that. Like, I don't need all this nonsense. I'm going to be me. And look at her.
Yeah.
She made a movie that's I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her.
Does she play a prostitute in hers?
No, she
then
played
I won't see it.
A dancer.
Oh.
Oh, like a private dancer. Dang it.
Dance you can't
P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.